Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has just taken place in the Lok Sabha, one that will have far-reaching implications for India's polity and the representation of its citizens. The 131st Constitutional Amendment Bill, which aimed to link constituency delimitation with the Women's Reservation Mandate, has been defeated, and this defeat has important consequences for the country. First, let us understand what delimitation is. Delimitation refers to the process of redrawing the boundaries of parliamentary and legislative assembly constituencies, typically based on updated population data from the census. This process is crucial for ensuring that the representation of citizens in the legislative bodies is fair and proportional to the population. The current freeze on delimitation was imposed through the 42nd Constitutional Amendment in 1976 and has been extended since then. This freeze on interstate distribution will expire once the 2026 census figures are officially published, which is expected to happen late in 2027. Now, let us turn to the 131st Constitutional Amendment Bill itself. The bill proposed to update parliamentary seat distribution based on post-census population data, trigger the Women's Reservation Mandate, which requires 33% seats for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies, and increase the total number of Lok Sabha seats to account for population growth since 1971. What makes this significant is that a constitutional amendment under Article 368 requires not just a simple majority of members present and voting, but also a two-thirds majority of the total membership of each house. In this case, the NDA secured approximately 298 votes, which fell short of the 363 votes required to pass the amendment. The opposition, with around 230 votes, voted against the bill. But why does this matter? The defeat of the bill differs, but does not resolve, India's simmering delimitation controversy. This controversy is contentious because it involves a north-south divide. Southern states argue that they have been rewarded for better family planning by slowing population growth, and that delimitation based on current population would punish their development success. Northern states, on the other hand, argue that equal per vote value demands population proportional representation. Crucially, the 106th Constitutional Amendment Act of 2023 mandated women's reservation, but only after delimitation, effectively creating a dependency chain where women's reservation cannot be implemented without delimitation, and delimitation cannot happen without census data, which has been delayed since COVID. Critics have called this a deliberate deferral, and it has significant implications for the representation of women in Indian politics. It is worth pausing here to note that India's Delimitation Commission is a statutory body set up under the Delimitation Act. The Commission's orders have the force of law and cannot be questioned in any court, as per Article 329. This makes the Commission's role critical in the delimitation process. And here is something that surprises many students: the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, or the 106th Amendment, mandates 33% seats reserved for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies, but this comes into force only after delimitation following the publication of census figures. The initial duration of this reservation is 15 years, extendable by Parliament. Since delimitation is now delayed further, women's reservation in Parliament remains on hold, a significant political consequence of the bill's defeat. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The interstate seat freeze has been in place since the 1971 census, as per Article 81(2)(a), and the intrastate boundary freeze has been in place since the 2001 census, as per Article 81(2)(b). These freezes have had a profound impact on the representation of different states in the Lok Sabha. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 131st Constitutional Amendment Bill was defeated, failing to get a two-thirds majority in the Lok Sabha. The NDA secured approximately 298 votes, compared to the 363 votes required. The interstate seat freeze has been in place since the 1971 census, and the intrastate boundary freeze has been in place since the 2001 census. The Delimitation Commission is a statutory body, and its orders have the force of law, unchallengeable in court, as per Article 329. The 106th Amendment Act of 2023 mandated women's reservation, but linked it to post-delimitation census. The expected gainers from delimitation are states like UP, Bihar, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Maharashtra, while the expected relative losers are states like Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, and Telangana. The 2026 census is ongoing, with figures expected late in 2027. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS2, polity, and covers important aspects like constitutional amendments, the delimitation process, women's reservation, and the federal balance between states. Key questions that this topic raises include whether India can achieve the principle of one person, one vote, one value without penalizing states that reduced fertility rates, what the constitutional status of the Delimitation Commission's orders is, how the two-thirds amendment threshold shapes India's constitutional politics, and whether linking women's reservation to delimitation is constitutionally sound. Remember this number, 363, the number of votes required to pass a constitutional amendment in the Lok Sabha. Note this carefully. The Delimitation Commission's orders have the force of law and cannot be questioned in any court. This is a favorite prelims fact. The 106th Amendment Act of 2023 mandated women's reservation, but linked it to post-delimitation census. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The defeat of the 131st Constitutional Amendment Bill has significant implications for India's polity and the representation of its citizens. It raises important questions about the balance between different states, the representation of women, and the role of the Delimitation Commission. In conclusion, the defeat of the 131st Constitutional Amendment Bill is a significant development that will have far-reaching implications for India's polity and the representation of its citizens. It highlights the complexities and challenges of constitutional amendments and the need for careful consideration of the implications of such changes. The controversy surrounding delimitation is likely to continue, and it will be important to watch how this issue unfolds in the coming years.